There is a sefer called Erech HaPayim, a beautiful sefer on the Midah of Kas, on the Midah of anger. The Machaber himself says that he used to struggle with anger till he worked on himself and went to the extreme in the opposite way. And he worked on that Kas till he overcame it. And it's a real beautiful sefer, highly recommended. So among the Torah there that I read, he said a beautiful vart in Parsha Shmini. It says that Vayikzayf Moshe got angry when he saw that they burnt the seer of the Reish Chodesh. And Moshe said these words, Madua loy achaltem es hachatos b'mokam hakodesh. Why didn't you eat the chatos in the holy place? It should have been eaten, not burned. Madua loy achaltem. So he says, look at the Rosh HaTevis of his taina as he was saying this. And Vayikzayf, it says he was agitated or angry, but the Rosh HaTevis of those words, Madua lo yachaltem, and so on, is Molei Ahava, filled with love. You'll look at it, you'll see. You'll see his taina, Madua lo yachaltem, and see the Rosh HaTevis, Molei, he's full Ahava with love. That even in the Hoichocha that he gave to Eloz of Isamar, it was full of Ahava. So that's one vart from this parsha. Another one, I believe I heard from Rav Pam and from other people too, a big, tremendous foundation. And basically, he says like this, that just like there are two simanim kashrus by a behema, by an animal, one is being malagera, chewing its cud, the second one is the split hooves, and you need both of them to be kosher by a behema. They are the two simane kashrus of a behema. A person also has two simane kashrus. Every yid has two simane kashrus. What are they? One is bein adam lamokaim, and one is bein adam lachaveiroi. This comes to teach you that you need both simane kashrus to be a kosher, a good yid. If you only have one without the other, you're missing something. That's not being a adam hashalom, a full yid. It goes both ways. Someone who just does Beinodon Lamokim in Yonim, Taira and Tvila and the mitzvahs like Esrig, Lulav, Sukkah, all beautiful. But he lacks in the Inyan of Beinodon Lachaveiroi, of Ahava and staying away from Lashon Hara and Loisainu and all the Beinodon Lachaveirois. He only has one Simon Kashrus and one that's not. So he has a din, it's puzzle. The other way around too. Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, he may excel, and it's beautiful, but he's lacking the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. So every Yid has to remember that he has both. He needs both. Simani Kashrus, Bein Adam L'Mokim, and Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. That's the second part of this week's Parsha. Third one is on the Pasuk, when Moshe said to Aharon, come to the Mizbeach, Rashi brings the Teres Kaihanim, that Aharon was afraid to go close to the Mizbeach because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed because of the... He has involvement in the Cheta Egel. And Moshe then said to him, Loma Baisht, why are you embarrassed? L'kach nifcharti, you were chosen for this. So, again, Zelik Pliskin, in his Sefer, Growth Through Torah, brings from Rabbi Yitzhak Volozhin that Aharon in his Anivus felt that he was unworthy to become a Kohen Gadol. And this is exactly what made him worthy to become the Kohen Gadol. And that's what Moshe told him. The midah of hanava of true humility is so precious that you have this, because you have this trait, that is why you were chosen as a Kohen Gadol. So he says like this, that when you try to accomplish in spiritual matters as a leader or as a teacher, you may say to yourself, how little I know. I'm aware of my faults. How could I serve in such a position? But as long as you are sincere in your efforts and you are aware of your deficiencies, then your anava, your humility, is exactly the trait that made you fit for the job. A person with true anava will learn from others. He will ask questions when he has doubts, and he will be open to criticism. But never allow the humility to stop you from keeping that position. And it seems like there's something that's opposite that you see in the Ramban and it's brought down by Rabbi Elio Meir Bloch in his Shiurei Das, that Lekach Nivcharta, he's saying the opposite, that you need a certain gassus, a certain elevation, a certain pride, so to speak, in this position. That's what you need for this position. And look at the Ramban inside. But the bottom line is, it seems like it's a contradiction, but truly it is not a contradiction. Because every Manig Yisrael, a real true Manig Yisrael, needs to have both of these in his mind. He needs to have the humility, recognizing that he does not have, you know, he's not worthy mitzad himself. It's all Chesed Hashem, and people are could be better than him. And at the same time, you have to know your Kishreinais. There's a famous Yesod. It's brought down in Sifrei Musar. It's brought down in Sifrei Chassidus. In Lubavitch, the Friedeker Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, used to say this all the time and write this in his letters all the time, that just like a person has a chiev to know his Chisroinais, he has the equal chiev to know his Milus. He needs to know what he really is. So Moshe, in his humbleness, tried to avoid being a shliach to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. Who am I? I'm Aharas Sefasayim. And he fought 7 days back and forth. The bottom line, though, once Hashem really basically said, nothing doing, you got to do it, he accepted his position, and he did it with a humility, but he knew his Mila, and he stuck up, and he was strong at times. He stuck up for Klal Yisrael to Hashem. He fought when it came to Kairach. He felt it was necessary, even though he was a nanav. It wasn't his own covet, but he was very strong in those areas and other areas. And that's what a true Manig Yisrael is. Rav Moshe Feinstein, from what I hear, was similar to that. He was a tremendous anav. Everyone knows, you read the Sefer, people, even the people who did not know him, very, very clear. He was an anav, soft-spoken, was machniyeh himself to people. But he knew he had that koyach hapsak. It's brought down once he said that he was nervous about putting in a pacemaker in, you know, a pacemaker in him, because he was worried, will he be a malmum? If in case Mashiach comes, he'll be part of the Sanhedrin, and maybe he'll be puzzled to be on the Sanhedrin because that'll render him a malmum. So, you know, Rav Moshe thinking that he would be zeicha to be one of the Sanhedrin with his anivus. So you see, it's not a contradiction. They say it's brought down. You have to put in your pocket two mamori chazals, one in your right pocket, one in your left pocket. One of them should say the words Anoichi Ofer Va'efer, I am dust and ashes, like Avraham Avinu said when he was mispal for Sodom. And then the other pocket, you have to have the words Bishvili Nevra Ha'olam, the world was created for me. And you have to know when to use each one. When a person feels a certain arrogance that is not healthy, and he thinks everything comes to him, and it's his own achievements, and he could do what he wants. It's the guy that basically asks Hashem for a parking spot, and then he's looking around and around, he's pleading, he's asking Hashem, please give me the parking spot. Finally, someone pulls out, he's the parking spot, and he tells God, never mind. Never mind, I found the parking spot. That's arrogance. Hashem arranged it that the car should go out and you should get it. Not never mind, I found the parking spot. So in those situations, you have to pick up the paper that says, Anoichi Ofer Va'efer. Remember, everything comes from Hashem. He who anoisin l'cha koyach lasas choyal. He is the one who gives you parnasa. He is the one that gives you all these koyachis. But on the other way, if the Yetzar tries to trick you and push you down and say you're not worthy and you're not, Hashem put you in a certain position, whatever the position may be, that means you have the chiles to do it, these kishreinos to do it, and you say, who am I? What am I? I'm a nobody. I can't. What am I? No. Then you take out the paper, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. So Moshe Rabbeinu, both pshatim are true. When Moshe told Aharon, Lekach Nivcharta, both pshatim are true. Lekach Nivcharta, I chose you because you were boish, because you were embarrassed of the eagle, chose you have a sensitivity. You realize you yourself, you don't feel worthy. That's a good midah. That's why you were chosen. And then the Ramban is also true. Lekach Nivcharta, you as a Kohen Gadol, you have a neshama of a Kohen Gadol, B'nai Aharon, you were chosen. You were chosen because you're special. You were chosen because Hashem gave you those koichais. They seem contradictory, but they are very true. and you have to know how to deal with it. Many people suffer from the arrogance, and you have to show them how to become a little more humble. Some people suffer from excessive humility that in a sense is really arrogance, which we could talk about another time, and you have to build them up. Bishvili nivra olam. You need both of them combined. You need both of them together. Have a wonderful Shabbos.